The Iraqi Governing Council has won the country's vacant seat in the Arab League, at least temporarily. The Arab League set conditions for the council's continued representation. After a lengthy meeting extending almost until dawn Tuesday, the Arab League foreign ministers agreed to allow the Iraqi Governing Council to represent Iraq on a temporary basis. The decision avoided a potential public showdown with the U.S.-appointed council, whose newly named foreign minister had pledged earlier to fill the seat with or without the Arab League's approval. The League's foreign ministers agreed to allow IGC representatives for a one-year trial period, at the end of which the council's status would be re-evaluated. Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa called for a speedy end to Iraq's occupation. There's no doubt that the occasion demands fast movement towards the end of the occupation. The decision was made in the context of the greater Arab interest and the protection of the Iraqi identity and national unity. The League's conditions include evidence of steps towards the formation of a permanent Iraqi government, the drafting of a constitution, and a concrete timetable for the end of the U.S. occupation. Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshyar Zeberi, promised that the end of the occupation was a shared priority by all parties. Iraq will return in the fastest possible time and will resume its role in the Arab world. The vote to admit the Governing Council representatives was unanimous, but not without controversy. Libya's foreign minister skipped Tuesday's opening ceremony, where he was scheduled to hand over the League's rotating presidency. Exactly how strictly the League will interpret its conditions when the time comes is a matter of speculation. The League remains divided over the U.S.-led invasion to oust Saddam Hussein, and equally divided over its aftermath. For VOA News from Cairo, this is Ashraf Khalil.